giving us the facts now, business-wise, is Charles Pellegrin, our business editor. He's starting with a leadership shake-up at one of the world's biggest oil firms.
Mm-hmm. London-based BP has announced it has appointed Meg O'Neill as its new CEO starting on April 1st. She'll be the first woman to ever lead one of the world's oil majors, and this comes at a critical time for the company. She's expected to turn the firm's fortunes around after a tough 25 years or so, which have seen the company's market value fall from highs of over $248 billion back in 2006 to just over $88 billion currently. BP now lags behind many of its rivals like ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, or Shell. It's been a tumultuous past few years for BP. Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine means that the company had to leave behind its large stake in Russian oil company Rosneft at a massive financial cost, and that was followed by a boardroom disaster when former CEO Bernard Looney was dismissed without notice in 2024 because of serious misconduct in failing to disclose relationships with colleagues. Looney was replaced by Murray Auchincloss, who has only lasted 2 years in the role under pressure from activist investor firm Elliott Investment Management to shift back the company's focus on its core oil and gas activities instead of shifting towards renewables.
And that's why Meg O'Neill was bought in.
That's right. The American executive is known for her track record in oil and gas operations and engineering. She started her career spending two decades climbing up the ranks at U.S. oil major ExxonMobil. And for the past 4 years, she was the CEO of Australian firm Woodside Energy, where she managed to make it the largest energy company listed on that country's stock exchange by focusing on the group's core natural gas assets. In that position, she spearheaded the takeover of a proposed liquefied natural gas plant in Louisiana, gained approval to keep Australia's oldest and biggest gas export facility operating through 2070, and helped complete the takeover of mining giant BHP's petroleum unit. She's also been a big proponent of using gas as a transition fuel that can replace coal. However, it still has substantial emissions. So she's oil and gas through and through. Renewables will take a backseat at BP, the company infamous for its Deepwater Horizon oil spill back in 2010.
To the markets now. How is BP, for one, trading today?
So BP shares on the London Stock Exchange, trading higher at the open after that announcement that BP appointed its fourth CEO in 6 years. You can see up there over 0.8% higher at the open. Meanwhile, the major European bourses opening in mixed territory as traders on the continent await central bank decisions, either the European Central Bank or the Bank of England later this Thursday. The DAX in Frankfurt trading below the flat line.
Now, Nate, the takeover of Hollywood by streaming services appears to be continuing apace.
As of 2029, the movie industry's top honors, the Academy Awards, will no longer be broadcast on U.S. network television. Instead, it'll stream worldwide on YouTube. The Academy pointing to that global reach as a driver behind the move, but ABC, the TV home of the Oscars ceremony for some five decades, has struggled to make money on the broadcast as ratings have declined. It's yet another sign of major changes sweeping across the entertainment industry. Brian Quinn has the details.
From the silver screen to the mobile screen, starting in 2029, Hollywood's Night of Nights, the Oscars ceremony, will no longer be broadcast on its longtime network television home, ABC. Instead, it's moving to YouTube. In a statement, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences pointed to YouTube's global reach as a key benefit to the deal.
The Academy is an international organization, and this partnership will allow us to expand access to the work of the Academy to the largest worldwide audience possible.
They may have a point. With viewership in consistent decline, ABC has struggled to turn a profit on the Oscars broadcast for years. 2025, though, did bring a slight increase as younger viewers watched via their phones and laptops. It's just the latest in a series of shakeups for Tinseltown as the U.S. entertainment industry faces a sea change at once cultural, economic, and technological. The rise of streaming has led to an explosion in content and a cratering of the residual payment system that once guaranteed long-term comfortable incomes for creators and performers. Tax incentives for filming out of state and abroad have drastically cut jobs for Hollywood's below-the-line studio technicians and artisans, Meanwhile, AI content generation and short-form social media video platforms have introduced new levels of competition. The Oscars move comes as one of Hollywood's most iconic studios, Warner Brothers, is in the midst of a takeover battle currently being won by streaming giant Netflix.
Brian Quinn reporting there. Shal, thanks a lot for the...